Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Nall, broadcasting live today all over the world. And for those of you who've had a little challenge listening to the program, it's because we are literally rebuilding the entire network to make it better, to expand its reach, to offer more services, and to provide thousands of articles, programs, video clips, conversations with remarkable minds, all of the important investigative journalistic articles, all of these in one place, each with its own tab, so that whatever you need, you can go there and download. Health, nutrition, huge number. And we've hired a team that are just every day putting all this up. But also, so that no one can hack us again or cause viruses to be put on, even with the great skilled team we have, we now have not one, but three separate platforms, all working simultaneously. So if one should go down, we'll hit the next one. So we're just literally doing everything to take a big step forward. And our goal is to have broadcasting equal in quality as far as technical to the major networks. And we're back up live now, but we had been doing my show earlier in the day, posting it in the archive. So for any reason, you go to any of the programs and you don't hear it live for any reason, because we're still in this phase of joining all this together. There's a whole team from around the country helping with this, because it's no one's ever done this before that they've worked on, of joining three different things all in one and making it work with super protection so it doesn't get hacked. So you can always go to the archives, because if I'm not on live earlier that day, I have pre-recorded the program and put it on the archives. That's true for all the programs. All right, but now let me give you an idea that we have a really information-packed show today on a lot of different topics, always starting with health and nutrition. We're going to talk about the anticoagulant activities, or curcumin, because a lot of people in here don't want their blood to clot for good reason. I'm not talking about normal clotting. I'm talking about the aggregation of cells coming together, sometimes because our blood is too thick. We've eaten the wrong food. We've eaten some saturated fats. And being in the laboratory, I remember we took a group of individuals and took their bloods and then had them go out and buy meals based upon what people, doctors coming out of hospitals in the neighborhood. This was on the Upper East Side. And so we called it the doctor's diet. And we interviewed people. We just stopped and say, we're at an institute around the corner here, and we wanted to know, what would you consider a really good diet? And they would tell us. And so they ate what the doctor suggested, came back to the laboratory, and two hours later, we took their blood. Now, what's interesting is when you project this up on a screen, you see normal blood taken before they went, where the red blood cells are spaced. And then when they come back, you see these streaks, these kind of white streaks. That's the fat from the diet. Not a single person came back with a healthy diet. So anyhow, you don't want your blood clumping together, because that can cause a stroke or heart attack. So we're going to talk about curcumin. We're also going to talk about probiotics, preventing breast cancer, and some mystical psychedelic compound found in normal brains, and another study on curcumin and Alzheimer's, high anxiety medication, and what it does that's bad. And we have millions upon millions of Americans on antipsychotic medication, anti-anxiety medication, antidepressant medications. And also 7 ways you can unclog your arteries naturally. So that's what I got coming at you. But I also want you to have some new numbers, because with the new system, we've expanded it. Before, we just had more and more people and we would expand our bandwidth. Now we're starting off with a huge bandwidth. Write down the number so you can call in and listen live. 716-805-6716, 716-805-6716. The only other live number you can listen in on is this one, 605-6716. 605-562-5119. Again, 605-562-5119. Always have those two numbers if you intend to listen live. But probably 90% of the people listen later in the day or at night, whenever they have a chance, over the archives. Here's the archive number, 631-359-9463, 631-359-9463. Now, that said, let's go to begin our program with the latest on health and healing. And keep in mind, think of everything that you're getting in the way of information. Then ask yourself, is it make sense? Is it qualified material? And how can I use it? And if it makes sense, and you see that all my studies, everything I do in my footnotes, everything's from peer-reviewed journals, and then see, do you want to use it? Now, this is from a national university in South Korea, talking about curcumin. As we all know, curcumin is a polyphenol, and it's responsible for the yellow color of the curry spice turmeric. It possesses really strong anti-inflammatory, anti-proliferative, anti-angiogenic activities, has anti-cancer, but now we have new look at some of the things that it can do as far as the anticoagulant, because that's not something that's been studied. And the anticoagulant properties of curcumin and its derivative were determined by monitoring the activated partial thromboplastin time, or what's called the APTT, as well as cell-based thrombin, and to get the results. And it showed that curcumin, and we're just talking about maybe 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams, significantly inhibited thrombin and these coagulating factors. In fact, they inhibited the generation of thrombin, or FXA, in accordance with these anticoagulant activities. Curcumin showed anticoagulant effects. So we can add that to its anti-cancer, anti-pain, anti-inflammatory, pro-heart benefits. And if you want to see how much science is being done on this wonderful, one of the top 10 supplements you can take in the world, comes from the turmeric root. You can go to PubMed, and the last time I looked, there were over 12,000 studies. So it's a big deal. Now, another really big deal are the probiotics, the good bacteria that we put in our body. This is from Western University, which is in Ontario, Canada. And a professor of microbiology and immunology at Western University did a study and found that these probiotics can prevent breast cancer. That's right. Let me repeat that. A new study has found probiotics may prove to be a critical factor in preventing breast cancer. And we're all talking about bacteria. But you've got two types of bacteria. You've got good bacteria from eating a healthy, wholesome plant-based diet, drinking beet juice and sauerkraut or cabbage juice and fermented carrot juice. There's a whole assortment of juices you can take, and kimchi and all these other tofu, tempeh, miso, they all have good bacteria. And according to this study, having that good bacteria has the potential to beat breast cancer. So that's what was important here in this study. And it came up with very positive results, especially health-promoting bacteria Lactobacillus and Streptococcus. That's a lactic acid bacteria. They were more abundant in women with healthy breast. And both are, by the way, anti-carcinogenic. So when you get your whatever type of probiotic or prebiotic, just look to see what kind you want and just write it down. To prevent breast cancer, use Lacto, L-A-C-T-O, Bacillus, B-A-C-I-L-L-U-S, or Streptococcus, S-T-R-E-P-T-O-C-O-C-C-U-S. Also, from the University of Michigan, in the past few years, individuals who are riding in the fast lane, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, you know, celebrities, and people at the party scene in New York and other cities, they want something to experience, and many of them have the means to travel to South America, take part in the so-called Ahuasca retreats. Their goal, to partake in a brewed concoction made from the vine plant of a particular species, CAAPI, is traditionally used by indigenous people for sacred religious ceremonies. Drinkers of this brew experience short-term hallucinogenic episodes many describe as life-changing. And a lot of people seek this out. And a lot of people suffering from problems that they cannot resolve through normal therapeutic methods have tried this, much like magic mushrooms. Now, the active ingredient responsible for these psychedelic visions is a molecule called DMT. The D is for di, M for methyl, and the T is for tritiamine. It's the first time a team led by Michigan Medicine has discovered the widespread presence of naturally occurring DMT in mammalian brain. The finding is the first step towards studying DMT and figuring out its role within the brain of humans. So it turns out that this goes back a long way. In fact, in the 17th century, the philosopher René Descartes claimed that the pineal gland, small pine cone-shaped organ located deep in the center of the brain, was the seat of the soul. Now, that was just a projection. After all, they were doing a lot of autopsies back then and looking for the spirit, looking for anything that would give them a sense that there was something greater than the physical matter attached to this body. Of course, no one's ever discovered that and looking for it. But since its discovery, the pineal gland, known by some as the third eye, has been shrouded in mystery. And scientists now know it controls the production of melatonin, playing a very important role in modulating circadian rhythms, or the body's internal clock. And the core idea seems to come from a documentary featuring the work of researcher Rick Strassman, a PhD at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine. In the mid-1990s, he conducted an experiment in which human subjects were given DMT via IV injection and interviewed after its effects wore off. In the documentary about the experiment, Strassman claims that he believes the pineal gland makes and secretes DMT. So now others have found DMT in other parts of the brain, including the neocortex and the hippocampus. By the way, those are very important for higher order brain functions, including learning and memory. And there was a paper published in 2018 by researchers in the United Kingdom purporting that DMT stimulates the near-death experience, wherein people report the sensation of transcending their bodies and entering another realm. So on the one hand, we have people saying, well, I died and I saw what they said was the next step, the afterlife. And they all have different encounters with this. But then now they're saying that wasn't because they died and saw the future. That's because what the DMT stimulates, the brain and the projection of that into the memory and then to our consciousness, of transcending our bodies. So now imagine all the work done on Buddhists and Trappist monks and people who spend a lot of time in deep meditation. Now, I've been with these people. I've filmed these people. And I've seen them do things that no normal person could do. But then again, they've spent decades of their life mastering this. So there's an awful lot that we don't know about the human brain. And we don't know literally anything about the human mind. Nobody even knows what it is or where it exists, but everybody has an idea. But at least we're making a little progress. So you don't have to go to a South American country and drink a brew in order to experience these things. And now people who do deep meditation are able to have greater control over what they project from that deep mind. Interesting. Now, from Vanderbilt University comes a really interesting study. It's a new delivery method that may be more effective than others in getting the compound past the blood-brain barrier and into the brain, where it can fight the plaque that leads to Alzheimer's. And deep breaths of curcumin may be a key to fighting Alzheimer's disease, according to the study from Vanderbilt. Now, as you already know, curcumin is a spice. Turmeric is where it originates. It has a vast amount of things it can do, including the ability to smash the plaques in your brain that lead to the neuron loss that causes Alzheimer's. That's according to the senior research fellow, a Dr. Wellington Pham, PHAM, at the university. The challenge is, how do you get the curcumin into the brain? Well, his colleagues at the University of Medical Science in Otsu, Japan, developed a new delivery strategy. They created a curcumin molecule that could be tracked within MRI to be administered as an aerosol through a nebulizer. This method delivers the dose more directly to the brain than taking the compound orally and digesting it. After tests in mice, the team found that, quote, delivery to the cortex and hippocampal areas is more efficient using this method than intravenous injection or transgenic mouse model of Alzheimer's disease. Again, something very important. By the way, for most people, take it orally and take it in the oil base because you'll get greater absorption. Something new about all of these anti-anxiety medications people are taking. According to University of Chicago, the anti-anxiety medication that was in a laboratory that was used on rats were less likely to feel to be free trapped companions because the drug lessened their empathy. So medications for anti-anxiety may limit your empathetic behavior. That's just the sum of it. Now, most importantly for today, and something that can really save lives, and we want to thank Sayer G at GreenMedFO for doing this research, I'm going to give you simple ways to unclog your arteries naturally. As I mentioned this week on the show, in my opinion, the greatest cardiologist in American history, who proved twice scientifically, by the strictest standards, that he could reverse almost every single heart condition using diet and behavior. He wasn't even using supplements. Dr. Dean Ornish. And so I'm just going to pass on some information because, after all, the progressive clogging of your arteries is the number one killer on the planet. It's a complex process. It involves autoimmunity, infection, dietary incompatibilities, and a lot of other unknown factors. But we can say that if you look at the peer review literature, right off the bat, the B complex. Yes, something as simple as adding a source of B complex to your regimen can prevent the juggernaut of heart disease from taking your life prematurely. A double-blind, randomized study published in 2005 in the Journal of Atherosclerosis found that a simple intervention of, get this, 2.5 milligrams of folic acid. Now, mind you, that's a lot for the average person because we generally take folic acid in micrograms. But that's a therapeutic dose. 25 milligrams of B6 and 500 micrograms of B12. If you just did that for 1 year, it resulted in significant reductions in arterial thickness, which is a measure of the intima media thickness, and even niacin or folic acid alone has been shown to have this effect in patients. But I believe in taking the full B complex once a day. Garlic, yeah. As I've mentioned many times, garlic can save your life. It's been found to regress plaque buildup in the arteries. Among many other potential life-saving health benefits, it thins the blood, and it's one of the best single things you can take against bacteria. pomegranate. And this is a superstar fruit, and it can help regress plaque buildup in the arteries, as well as being demonstrated to provide dozens of validated health benefits, including replacing the function of the mammalian ovary. Fermented cabbage, kimchi, K-I-M-C-H-I, but you could use sauerkraut. As long as you have a fermented cabbage, hot pepper included, it makes a big difference. It can stall the atherosclerotic process in the animal model. L-arginine, this amino acid is capable of preventing arterial thickening with up to 24% reduction in the animal model. And it's very beneficial. In fact, there's over 30 studies demonstrating over 150 known health benefits from taking L-arginine, including endothelial dysfunction, helping that, cardiovascular disease, helping that. And then you have this superstar curcumin. It's the primary polyphenol in the Indian spice, curcumin, and it is very cardioprotective. 30 studies on that. And one study found that curcumin prevented damage to the arteries associated with blocking of the arteries. And then sesame seeds, probably one of the most underappreciated superfoods on the planet. Sesame seeds, which have been shown to be as effective as Tylenol for arthritic pain. It's an excellent cardioprotective substance, ideally suited for preventing the progression of atherosclerosis. In fact, one study found that it was capable of preventing atherosclerosis lesion formation. One of the reasons you should be taking raw organic tahini, because that's all sesame seed. And by the way, they now sell it. I just bought a bottle myself. It's whipped, so it's very smooth, easy to digest. Because some of it's very hard, and you got to take a knife and cut it out. That's the latest on health and nutrition. We are 23 minutes into our program. We're going to take a break.